Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, we're knotted up at one set apiece. It is 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. I'm Jeff Duffy. Huron took the first set, 25-18. Brandon Valley pulled away at the end of the second set to win at 25-20. We head to three. Hampton 9 sets in the middle. Make more death up the middle. Javorinsky kept alive. Third hit. Benson will get it across. Huron on the attack again. Quick set, and Hines put it into the net. And Brandon Valley leads 1-0 to open set two. He's got a note from former coach Major Josh Lane. Hampton Hines, probably, if she's not there yet, she will be shortly. She went over 2,000 career assists, and she's probably closing in, if not already past 2,000, or fourth place on the all-time list for Huron. Hit by Brandon Valley, and that's another kill as they set it up and drilled it from left to right. And guess who? Abby Gruber with another kill. And she's up to 11. And Brandon Valley up 2-0. Serve receive Hampton Hines over the net. Tipped across by Hampton Hines. Hit. Blocked by Meg Mordeth off the block. Nobody could get to it for Brandon Valley. Went into the net. Block kill for Sam Meg Mordeth. Her fourth kill. Here on the board, it's 2-1 here in set three. Hampton Hines serving now for the Huron Tigers. Ziegeldorf into the front row for Huron. Back row, serve, receives Stroh. Set to the left, Gruber hits. Tigers got a block on it. Hampton Hines back set. Ziegeldorf pops it back row, right, played by Brandon Valley. Left side and into the net, hitting air by Stroh. We're tied at two. I know it's early, but can Huron get a lead here? They tied it several times in the second set, never were able to get a lead. Tied at two, and Hines serving to Brandon Valley. Serve received by Stroh, right side, Javorinsky, cross court. Tigers able to get to it. And tapped across by Claggett, set in the middle. The hit, was it touched? And, well, it was in anyway, doesn't matter. That'll be a kill for Brandon Valley, and again, it's Gruber. She has a dozen now, two in this set, and again, Huron can't climb over that hill. 3-2 lead for Brandon Valley, and Allie Javorinsky serving for Brandon Valley. Set to the left, they hit Claggett, taps it in the middle. Javorinsky plays it, the other one. Free ball to cross Brandon Valley, free ball back by Hines. Lynx get up ahead, left side Stroh, and drops it right in the middle. There was nobody protecting there. Gianna Stroh with the kill, and Brandon Valley back up 4-2. Stroh picks up her third kill of the night. Nellie Javorinsky with the serve. Been saying that with a J, and it's a G. Javorinsky. Back row, serve, receive, Davis, set in the middle, make more depth to the corner, misplayed in the back row by Lexi Javorinsky. Make more depth with the kill, here on back within one at 4-3, kill number five for Sam. Claggett serving now for the Huron Tigers. Back to the corner, serve, receive. Brandon Valley got to it. Stroh. Stroh will hit, goes with the tip into the net. Looked like she was just trying to be a little too finesse with it, trying to backhand it across with Huron having the double block set up. We're tied at four, and again, Huron a chance for the lead here, early third set. Claggett sends it back row to Benson. Lynx will set it across, left side. They hit through the block. Huron can't come up with the point. 5-4, Lynx back up by one. 13 kills for Abby Gruber. First thing you have to do is get Gruber out of the front row. Which, no, Stroh's serving right now. Stroh puts it back to Claggett. Hampton 9 sets across left side. Davis off the block, and Brandon Valley. Oh, nice play by the Lynx. Huron thought it hit the floor, but we play on. Set in the middle, Meng Moore. Death will hit it, and it goes long. Boy, Huron upset that they gave Brandon Valley the pancake there, but they did. And here on the hitting error, it's 6-4, Brandon Valley in set three. Lynx on the serve, back row Hilton Hines. Hampton will set, Davis with the hit, down the middle, got it. Here on back within one, 5-6 there. Here on able to set something up, and Allie Davis registers her third kill. 6-5, Brandon Valley in set three. Hilton Hines preparing to serve. Simmons mine to the front row for Huron. Back row, serve, receive. Lynx are there. Back set. Going to be hit up the middle by Gruber. Tigers had a couple girls come together. Third hit. Ziegeldorf couldn't get to it. The two Hines girls kind of came together, and then just nobody could get a good play on the ball. And Brandon Valley back up 7-5. And the fish on the line here. Boomsma into the front row for Brandon Valley. And serving is Alexa Harms. Harms, they got, that's, she's, there's one of, she's one of three girls left-handed serving. Simmonsma back into the corner. Nice play back roll by the Lynx. Hit across by Melcher. Set to the left. They hit Davis. Goes to the corner. And the Lynx miss play it. He had two girls come together. Allie Gavareski tried to get a bead on it. And Huron again within one. 7-6. Allie Davis picks up her fourth kill. 7-6. Huron a chance to tie. Maddie Juergens to serve for Huron. Play back row as well. Sends it back row. Gavareski set to the left. Melcher with the hit, and that comes off of Hilton Hines in the back row. And Huron struggling some in the back row right now with Brandon Valley being able to set up the offense, and the lead goes back to 8-6. Melcher now with six kills. Served by Brandon Valley. Sheely set. Here's Davis with the hit. Through the block. Blocked back. Davis will pump it back. Brandon Valley digs it out. Pass ahead. Third hit. The hit back row. Kind of double clutched. Hilton Hines. Claggett sends it ahead. Going to be tipped across by Hampton. Here's the bump. Left side. The hit to the corner goes long. Had the right idea. Melcher just missed. And Huron was not going to make a play on it. It was just a matter if it stayed in, and it was out by a couple of inches. 8-7 again, Huron within one. Davis serving. And shanked in the back row. That'll be an ace as Van Westen unable to make the play. That'll be an ace for Davis, and we're tied at 8. Ellie Davis, her second ace of the night. Davis with the serve to the corner, and another ace as it goes offline, and Huron leads for the first time since the end of the first set. It's 9-8 Huron on back-to-back aces by Allie Davis. Davis again with the serve. Brandon Valley gets to it, and there's an illegal hit. The pass was came into the net awkwardly, and Sheila is doing her best to keep control of her body and make a play on the ball, and she ended up with the illegal hit. 10-8. You could almost call that an ace for Davis, but they don't give it to her. Davis with the serve off the top of the net. Back set, right side hit. Melcher blocked by Simmonsma. Nobody could come and clean up the block. Melcher will get the kill. She's got 7. And Lynx back within one. It's 10-9 Huron in set 3. Lynx serving. That's Melcher. Back row, Juergens. Hampton 9 sets. Reballed across by Hilton Hines right at the net, the libero. Left side hit, the hit. Stroh has a block, but Brandon Valley keeps it alive. They'll tip it across. Left side, Claggett, right side, pops it back row. And scrambling, Brandon Valley will get to it. Tipped by Stroh, dug out by Claggett. Quick set to the corner, nobody home. As Hampton Hines again read the floor, found the open spot. Kill for Hampton. She's got 6 kills. And Huron back up, 11-9. Serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman sends it back row. Gavareski with the serve received. The tip back row. Played, set, left side. They hit by Claggett. Back row, Gavareski there again. Set it across, left side. Hit by Stroh. Tigers get to it. Claggett, left side, will hit off the top of the net. And Brandon Valley can't get there on the third hit. Claggett used the net to her advantage, and here on up, 12-9. Deja with her fifth kill. 12-9. Huron Tigers on top. Hirschman again preparing to serve. Puts it back row. Serve, receive. Brandon Valley, the hit, and find the open spot in the back row. Boomsma able to go right to left for the kill. She's got 7 kills. 12-10, Huron's lead at 2 in set 3. Again, we're tied at 1 set apiece. Sydney Benson, libero, serving for Brandon Valley. To the left, Hilton Hines. Hampton has to come out to get it. Just going to be a free ball, Meg Moradeff. Lynx can set it up from the net. Sheely set the hit. Big time knocked down by Gruber. Gruber with 14 kills. Brandon Valley back within one, 12-11. Gruber is a sophomore. Boy, she's just going to get better and better, and she's pretty good right now. 12-11, Huron's lead at one. Benson serving. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Megmore, death, has a block kick. Lynx keep it alive. Now tipped back by Hines. Nobody home. The second hit, I think, was actually a kick by Brandon Valley, which is legal. But then they just had to get it across, and that just opened up Hampton Hines for an easy dump. She has seven kills, 13-11. Huron back up two, and Hampton serving. Back row, Stroh on serve, receive, set to the left. Gruber, Tigers get a block on it. Pass ahead, Claggett left side, floats it back row. Gavareski there. Back set, right side hit. Blocked back by Claggett. The set went too close to the net, and Deja was able to make a play on it. Gets the kill, and Huron up 14-11. Six kills for Deja Claggett. And Huron up three here in set three. Hampton Hines on the serve. Serve receive back row. Stroh, here's the tip across by Gruber. Bumped by Hilton Hines. Claggett just going to have to free ball it off the left side. Back set, right side hit down the line. Davis able to keep it off the floor. Free balled by Hampton Hines. Back set, here's the hit, and got it on the back line. Kill for Brandon Valley. Very close call back there. Brandon Valley gets the call. It's 14-12, and there she is again. Gruber with the kill. She's got 15. We're about midway through the third set. Gavareski, back row, serve, receive, Davis. Set in the middle, Megmoradeth to the corner, misplayed by Benson. Megmoradeth with the answer for Huron, and Tigers up 15-12. Samantha with three kills this set and six total. 15-12 Huron in set three. Claggett serving for the Tigers. Goes to the corner, Gavareski there. Set to the left and just going to be tipped and right in front of the back row. It looked like, was that Gruber again? No, that was Stroh. Stroh jumped too early, but was able to get enough control to get it over and ended up with basically a campfire shot. Stroh has four kills, and Brandon Valley back within two again at 15-13. Serve back row to Hines. Here's Megmoradeth from the middle, knocks it into the back row. Megmoradeth, another kill, 16-13. Huron back up three. Megmoradeth now with four kills in this set. She'll come off the floor as Simmonsma comes in for the Tigers, and Hilton Hines serving for Huron. Back row, Gavareski gets down to it. Back set, they hit, blocked, and powering it through. Nobody else but Gruber, of course. Her 16 kills. Simmonsma was there, but just couldn't get control on the hard hit. 16-14. Huron's lead back at two. It's just been 3 points either way for the most part tonight, especially in sets two and three. Lynx with the serve and goes long. Service error by Brandon Valley. Harms with the long serve. First service error this set on Brandon Valley, the ninth of the match. Huron up 17-14. Set three. Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Tigers. Puts it to the corner. Gavareski there. Set to the left. The hit blocked by Simmonsma. Brandon Valley keeps it alive. And Boomsma will get it across. Set to the left. The tip by Davis up the middle. Lynx get there. Dumped back by Brandon Valley. Set to Davis again. Left side again. Dumps it over the block and rolls it through. High hands, they like to call that. That's what Davis did. Hit it off the top of the block. Then it just rolled over. And Huron up four, 18-14. Five kills for Allie Davis. Serve to the corner, Gavareski. Sheely with the set. Right side hit, Boomsma. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Claggett chases down. Third hit. Not a good pass, but a good play by Juergens to get it across. Set the hit back row. Hilton Hines there. Hampton will set. Here's the hit. And Simmonsma knocks it through the block. Took it right into Boomsma. 19-14. Huron leading on the Simmonsma kill. That's her sixth. Brandon Valley wants a timeout. Huron up 19-14 in set three. We're tied at one set apiece. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron has opened up a 5-point lead, about the biggest anybody's had. Well, certainly in this set. Brandon Valley using their first timeout. Now can Huron keep momentum going off the timeout? Maddie Juergens will serve. Huron still 2 timeouts remaining. Juergens puts it back row. Benson is there. Sheely back sets. Boomsma with the tip. Right to Juergens. Bumped to the left. Here's Davis with the hit. Through the block again. Allie Davis. Again, she's not hitting it hard, but she's hitting it where the Lynx can't get a clean block on it. Davis, she now has 6 kills, 4 in this set, 2 aces as well here on up 2014. Juergens serves, back row played by the Lynx. Set to the left, the hit back row, tipped at the net, and Huron can't get to it. Answering there is Melcher for Brandon Valley, her 8th kill, 2015. Huron's lead at 5. Serving is Raya Sheely, the setter for Brandon Valley. Serve back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton sets from the net. And well, she was trying to keep herself off the net and just pretty much put it straight in the air, and just nobody can make a play over to it. On the air, Brandon Valley gets another one back. They're within 2016. Lynx again serving to the Tigers here in set 3. Back row, Claggett. Pass ahead, just going to be a free ball by Davis. Brandon Valley can set it up from the net. Left side, Melcher. Tigers got a block on it. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Set across left side. Davis pops it back roll. Too long this time. Davis trying to get that high block. This time Brandon Valley didn't bite. And the Lynx have scored 3 unanswered, and they're back within 3 at 2017. In third set, tied at a set apiece. Lynx on the serve to Huron to the corner, Claggett. Hines with the quick set to the corner, and that would have been out, but the Lynx played it. Set from the middle, Boomsma. And Juergens there, left side, tipped to the corner by Davis. Lynx got full extension, but couldn't get it to get over there. It was a nice play in the back row, really, by Brandon Valley. That was Van Westen, but she kept it off the floor, but then nobody else could make a play after that. 21-17, Davis serving. Right side hit, Melcher. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Set. Claggett with the hit, cross court, and that eats up the cross court shot. Ate up Melcher, another kill for Claggett. And here on up 22-17, 7th kill for Claggett, and Brandon Valley going to burn their final timeout here. You're on 3 points away here in set 3. Tied at 1 set apiece, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
22-17, Huron leads in set 3. I'm Jeff Duffy from the Huron Arena. Final night of the regular season and senior night for the Huron Tigers. A pair of evenly matched teams, and it's been evenly matched tonight. Served by Davis off the timeout, and Brandon Valley will punch it across. Good play by Melcher. Set, and Simmonsma up the middle. Dug out by Brandon Valley. Left side, Melcher hits. Dig by Hilton Hines. Hampton from the net, got it across. Boomsma tried to block it, but I don't think either player knew for sure who was going to be able to make a play on it as it went right above the net, but Hampton Hines won the battle, her 8th kill. 23-17, 2 points away. Serve, receive, back row. Brandon Valley set to the left. The hit up the middle. Nice dig, Davis. And the Simmonsma deflects it across. Set from the middle. Boomsma blocked by Simmonsma. Then tipped across by Brandon Valley. Huron can set it up. To the left, Claggett. Blocked back again. And this time Huron can't make the play. Brandon Valley gets the block. And they're back within 23-18. I believe that block kill went to Ashley Ertelt. Her first of the night. It is. 23-18, here on 2 points away. Lynx, though, have the serve back, and it's Melcher serving. Back row, Juergens. Hines will set from the net. Simmons with the hit to the corner, just missed. Boy, it was one of those. Brandon Valley, like here on point earlier, Brandon Valley was not going to be able to make a play on it. Just a matter of if it fell in, but it was out by probably 6 inches. 23-19, Lynx crawling back into it here. Hines sets to Claggett, left side, tips over the block. Lynx dig it out. Benson goes back to the left. They hit down the line. Stroh, nice play. Hilton Hines, Hampton will set it. Claggett with the hit, powers it and just missed. No, they call tip on Brandon Valley. Tip on Brandon Valley. Claggett will get the kill, and here on at set point, 24-19. And serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for the Tigers at set point. Huron looking to regain the lead here, 2-1. Serve it to the back row, Benson. Set to the left. The attempt blocked by the Tigers. Hines and Meg Morideth. And Huron takes set 3, 25-19. Huron goes up 2 sets to 1. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Back with set 4, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to set 4. Huron up 2 sets to 1. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell took the first 2 sets from O'Gorman. O'Gorman came back to win the third. Mitchell up 2 sets to 1. Watertown won sets 1 and 3. Yankton won set 2. So Watertown leads Yankton 2 sets to 1. And Jefferson swept Aberdeen tonight. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here, Huron leads 2 sets to 1. Taking the first set, 25-18. Brandon Valley, the second set, 25-20. Here on the third, 25-19, as we prepare for set 4. Getting the lineup checks here, and Hampton Hines will get this fourth set underway. Final match of the regular season. Playoff positioning on the line for both teams tonight. Huron, a chance to play at home next week in the SODAC. Serve receive, Brandon Valley, back set, right side hit, Boomsma cross court, and shanked into the stands, and Boomsma gives Brandon Valley a 1-0 lead. Brandon Valley has scored first in all four sets now. As Kennedy Boomsma gets the kill, that is her eighth. Brandon Valley serving now, serve receive, Davis, and nobody went to the ball. Just again, had a couple girls look at each other. That's an ace for Brandon Valley, Raya Sheely. And Brandon Valley up 2-0 here to start this fourth set. Serve received, Claggett. Pass ahead, Davis. Just going to be a free ball by Hampton Hines. Here comes the Lynx. Set, back set, right side hit, Gavareski. Tigers dig it out. Free ball to cross by the Tigers. Set. Left side, Boomsma, dug out by Hampton Hines. Hilton will pass ahead. Claggett will free ball it up the middle. Benson sprawls to get to it. Overpass, slammed back by Meg Moradeth, but saved by Stroll. Here's Meg Moradeth again. Slap back by Brandon Valley, and they're going to hit it. Oh, nice play, Hilton Hines, as that looked like it was going down by Boomsma. Left side hit, and Stroll, and that was tipped by Davis. Would have went out, but the cross-court hit goes for Brandon Valley. Excuse me, that was Melcher, not Stroh. Melcher with her ninth kill. And Brandon Valley quickly up 3-0 to start the fourth set. And that was one, if Davis could have held back, it would have went out. Serve received, Davis. Bumped by Hines. Claggett, left side, pops it back row. Bumped by Benson, and free ball. Gavarinski blocked by Claggett, I guess. And then at the net, Brandon Valley battling, and they will get it across and go long. Well, Huron kept the block on, and Brandon Valley kept returning it. Finally, the hit went long for Melcher. Huron on the board. It's 3-1 in set four. Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Put it to the corner. Melcher mishandles it. That'll be an ace. Huron gets another one back. It's 3-2. Claggett has her first ace of the night. And Huron a chance to tie here early in set four. Huron up 2-1. Claggett puts it to the corner. Serve receive, Melcher. Back set to her. Melcher hits into the net. We're tied at 3. So Huron a few errors. Now Brandon Valley a few errors. And we're tied at 3 with Claggett serving for the Huron Tigers. Serve back to the corner. And there's illegal alignment on Brandon Valley. And there was some confusion there on who was supposed to go where. I saw both Sheely and Melcher moving right before the serve. And whoever was in the wrong spot didn't get moved to the right spot quick enough. Here on up 4-3. Serve receive, Brandon Valley, back sets. Melcher with the hit up the middle. Nobody home. Huron just had a great big donut around that campfire. Brandon Valley ties it at 4. Melcher another kill. Melcher, I have her for 10 kills. They have 9 on the scoreboard. Serve to the corner. Serve, receive, Hines. Here's the hit to the corner. Meg Moradeth finds nobody home. Sam Meg Moradeth answers for the Tigers. And here on up, 5-4. 9 kills for Sam Meg Moradeth. Hilton Hines serving for the Tigers. Hilton puts it to the corner. Back set, right side hit, Boomsma up the middle, nobody home again. We're tied at 5. When Brandon Valley gets a set up, Huron's had some struggles with their blocking tonight. Boomsma with the kill. She's got 9. Benson serving to Davis, bumped. Davis, left side, will tap it into the back row. Gavareski there. Left side, the tip, cross court. Tigers dig it out. Free ball by Hines in the corner. Misplayed. Sheely had a teammate going behind her, could make a play on it. But Gavareski couldn't get to it. And another kill for Hampton Hines. For a setter, she now has 10 kills. Here on up, 6-5 in set 4. Juergens in and serving. Set to the left, the hit into the net, hitting Eric Gruber. We haven't seen that much tonight from the Brandon Valley sophomore, but a rare error here on goes up 7-5 in set 4. Serve across, right side, back set, right side, Gavareski with the tip, Tigers there. Hilton Hines will bump ahead, Allie Davis coming off the left side, pops it into the middle. Lynx will set. From the middle, Gruber. Tigers got a block with Simmonsma. Set for Simmonsma. Her hit blocked back, and Tigers can't play it off the net. Block kill for Brandon Valley. Trying to get the girl to turn. I believe it was Stroh. Yes, it was Stroh with the block kill. Niana has five kills on the night. Brandon Valley back within 7-6 in set four. Gavareski serving, serve receive, Hines, and nobody there to make a play on it. Another ace. Huron has had some trouble when Allie Gavareski has served. She has three aces, and she served that end of the second set when Brandon Valley took control and won it. Gavareski again on the serve. Hilton Hines on serve receive. Hampton will sit across Davis. Up the middle, through the block, and Brandon Valley can't keep it off the floor. I know Allie, again, she's not hitting it hard, but she's just putting it in a spot where Brandon Valley has a hard time making a play on it. 8-7, Huron back up by one. Now the kill for Allie Davis. Serve receive, Gavareski. Back set, right side hit, Stroh, pops it back row. Set for Clegg at left side, just ticks something off that one. Set, quick set across. Juergens, a nice play to get to it. Left side, Clegg with the hit. Double block. Overpass. Brandon Valley will wind up. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton with the quick set up the middle. Brandon Valley deflects it back across. Left side, Clegg with the hit. Blocked. Gavareski stays with it. Set in the middle and the hit and the block by Simmonsma. Kenzie Simmonsma swatted that one back from the middle. Block kill, Kenzie. She's got seven kills, and Huron up 2-9-7 in set four. Davis serving. Serve receive back row, Benson. Set to the left. The tip right over the block. Good touch by Gruber. One of the few times she hasn't hit it hard. Kill number 17 for Abby Gruber. 9-8. Brandon Valley back within one. I believe that's Stroh serving. And got the back line. Juergens let it go, thinking he'd be out. Instead, it's an ace for Gianna Stroh, and Brandon Valley has come back to tie it at nine. Serve again. Hilton Hines reaches to get that one. Almost an overpass. Clegg hits through the block. Was not a great pass. Hampton Hines was able to keep it off the net. And then Clegg delivers a big-time kill. Clegg now has nine kills, and here on up 10-9, and serving specialist Madison Hirschman in for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman sends it back row. Gavareski, left side, the tip across by Melcher, overpass Huron. Set from the middle this time, blocked at the net by Huron. Brandon Valley still controls. Melcher, left side, goes to the corner. That one's long. Huron back up 2-11-9. Huron blocking a little better, it seems like, in this four set. Need to keep it up against this athletic Brandon Valley team. Served by Hirschman. Back row, Gavareski there. Set to the left. Melcher winds up, and that will find its way into the back row off of Davis. Melcher gets Brandon Valley one back, and it's 11-10 Huron. Melcher, I have her for 11 kills. Boonsma into the front row for Brandon Valley. And Gruber serving for the Lynx. 11-10, Huron leading in set four. Huron up, two sets to one. Been a tight match. Serve to the corner, might have been out, but Meg Mordeth played it. Set Clegg, left side, off the block. Dug out by Melcher, bumped ahead. Melcher, she'll just have to tip it. Clegg, Hines, right back to Clegg. Clegg hits, blocked back. Dug out, Clegg hits again. Blocked by Boomsma. Nice save, Gavareski. And Brandon Valley will get it across. Quick set by Hines to the corner. Gavareski there. Set to the left. Melcher puts it back row. Hilton Hines. Hampton with the set. Clegg swings. And that's going to eat up Melcher on the cross-court hit. Clegg delivers the kill. 12-10 Huron. Clegg with 10 kills. And Huron up 12-10. Zegeldorf into the front row as Hampton Hines back to serve. Huron's made another complete rotation. Serve to the corner. Gavareski struggles with it, but keeps it alive. Melcher will get it across. Hilton Hines gets it to Hampton at the net. Set for Clegg. Tip over the block, and Brandon Valley gets it across. I thought that was four hits. I guess not. Set for Meg Mordeth, and she's going to hit it way out. I guess they called Brandon Valley's first hit a block. I didn't really think it was. but I'm also three stories up in the air. 12-11, Brandon Valley back within one. And a chance to tie with Raya Sheely serving for Brandon Valley. The lefty sends it back row, Davis. Set across, Claggett, left side, swings down the middle. Here on back up two, 13-11. Deja Claggett now with 11 kills. Now Claggett goes to the back row again. She will serve with a two-point lead in set four here on up two sets to one. Floater back row, serve receive, Brandon Valley. Back set, here's Melcher right side, and she finds the open spot right in front of Hill Nines. Huron didn't get the block over there, and that gave a wide open look for Melcher. Melcher now with a dozen kills, four in this set. 13-12, Huron's lead at one. Melcher now serving. Back row, Hilton Hines, overpass. Brandon Valley can set it up. Benson comes off to the left. They hit Stroh, cross court, it's out. Trying to dump that one across the court, but in the front row, but was way too strong on the swing. Here on back up two, 14-12. Hilton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Hines back row, serve receive, Gavarinski, right side hit, Boonsma cross court and got that back line. Huron was in the net as well. Brandon Valley back within one, 14-13, Boonsma gets the kill, she's got 10. Libero Sydney Benson serving for Brandon Valley, wearing the white top. Her teammates have the black. Serve back row, Claggett. Set in the middle, Simmonsma puts it back row, but Benson there, left side. Stroh with the tip, played by Davis, quick set to the corner. Brandon Valley able to play it, right side, and drop down the middle. Gruber, Tigers, nice dig. Hilton Hines, slapped across by Davis. Here comes Gruber again. Nope, that's Stroh, dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets to the left, and Davis with the tip to the corner. Nobody home. Allie Davis just seeing the court. She caught Lexi Gavareski leaning the wrong way. Here on back up two, 15-13. Davis, I have her for 8 kills on the night. Serve across, back row, Brandon Valley set to the left. Here's the tip, and we have a net call on Brandon Valley. Huron goes up 3. This might be the biggest lead for Huron, 16-13. Brandon Valley wants a timeout. Timeout, Brandon Valley. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports. We're back at the Huron Arena. Brandon Valley, Huron Tigers, Huron leading 16-13. So Brandon Valley using a timeout here on their biggest lead at 3 points, 16-13. Juergens serving. Back row serve receive. Here's the set. Left side hit. Tigers got a block, but it sails way out. Brandon Valley breaks that little here on run, 16-14, and Gruber now up to 18 kills. Allie Gavareski will serve for Brandon Valley. Gavareski and sails it long. Service error, Brandon Valley here on back up by 3, 17-14. Well, see, Brandon Valley, they had 8 service aces service. The errors between the first two sets, now just one in the third, one in the fourth, and, well, Allie Davis answers with a service error of her own. And back to 17-15, first service error this set on the Huron Tigers. Serve back row, oh, nice play by Juergens to get to it. Claggett hits through the block. Deja Claggett with the answer for Huron. Huron back up 18-15. Claggett now 4 kills this set and 12 total. Madison Hirschman on as the serving specialist for the Huron Tigers. Hirschman will send it across right to Benson. Back set, right side hit Grubers. Tigers get a block on it. Dug out, pass ahead. Left side, Claggett. Blocked back by Brandon Valley again. Huron plays it off the net. Davis gets it across. Nice play. Make more death as well. Tipped by Brandon Valley. Huron there. Set to the left. Claggett again. Winds up. Blocked and out. Claggett connects on another kill. Huron up 19-15. Deja Claggett with five kills here in the fourth set. She has 13 total. Huron up four. Huron leading 2-1. Serve back row. Gavareski able to play that one. Set it to left. Melcher back row. Played by Davis. Pass across. Claggett will free ball back row. Set from the middle. The tip by Gruber. Tigers dig it out. Hirschman passes ahead. Claggett hits up the middle. And Brandon Valley can't get to it. Two girls got tied up. And then nobody could get there for the second hit. It was Benson. And also Van Westen, another kill for Claggett, and Huron up 20-15. The serve receive. Back set, right side hit down the line. There's guess who? Gruber with the answer for Brandon Valley. She has 19 kills. Huron's lead back to 4 at 20-16. Hilton Hines back in. After sitting out her one rotation, Brandon Valley serving, trailing by 4. Serve back row, Davis. Pass ahead by Juergens. Just going to be a free ball by Claggett. Brandon Valley can set it up from the net. From the middle, the hit block. Meg Mordeff knocked it back on Melcher. Huron up 21-16. Big block kill for Sam Meg Mordeff. Huron up 21-16 here in set 4, up 2-1. Serve across to the corner. Serve received. Gavareski set to the left. The hit down the line. Nobody home. Melcher answers for Brandon Valley. Huron's lead back at 4, 21-17. Melcher with 13 kills, 5 in this set. Brandon Valley serving again. It's the setter, Rhea Sheely. Left-handed serve. Claggett plays it. Set back to Deja, left side, goes down the middle, too long this time. And Brandon Valley creeps within 3 on the Huron air, 21-18. I think a little too much adrenaline there for Deja that time. And Keeley again serving for Brandon Valley. To the corner, and it's out. Close call, but it is a service error. And Huron gets one back, it's 22-18. Boy, I didn't know which way that was going to go. Second service here for Brandon Valley in this set. Claggett serving right in front of Benson. Over the net, Brandon Valley can't make a play. The serve died right in front of Benson. Brandon Valley could not make the play on it. An ace for Claggett, and now Brandon Valley wants the timeout here on up 23-18. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds on Dakota Sports. Huron 2 points away at 23-18 with Brandon Valley. Claggett serving. Brandon Valley is now out of timeouts. Serve to the back row. Serve, receive. Van Westen tipped across. Huron gets control. Set. Davis off the left side. Down the middle. Davis with the kill. Huron at match point, 24-18. Great play by Allie Davis, and Huron's at match point. Deja Claggett on the serve. Claggett sends it across to the corner. Van Westen there, set to the left. The hit, Blocked by Huron. Brandon Valley keeps alive. Melcher back row. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Meg Moore death with the hit to the corner. Huron wins it in four. Meg Moore death with the final kill. And the Huron Tigers defeat Brandon Valley tonight. That will solidify a home game in the SODAC 16 next week. We'll see what the seed is, but a big win for the Huron Tigers tonight. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hello.
Okay, now I'm ready to get back hooked up again now. So.
Okay. Supplements. I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gary Zell Auto Glass post game gets underway here now. Huron Tigers win it in four sets. Had to work for it, but just kind of took control of sets three and four midway through and just made Brandon Valley play catch up the rest of the way. Big matches. Allie Davis in the third set. Deja Claggett in the fourth set. Samantha Magmoradeth in the third and fourth. And all made plays, and the Huron Tigers get themselves the win here tonight and improve their record to 14-13. And Brandon Valley also 14-13 on the season. It is conceivable these two teams could play again next week in the SODAC. There's a lot of teams in play. I think Huron with the win from everything I've been told, for sure we're 8 and we'll be at home and could very well be number 7 after this and even a shot to move up to 6 potentially as well. So in any case, a big win for the Tigers. You always want to win on senior night as well. And the Tigers, against a very athletic front line of the Brandon Valley Lynx, able to make the plays and pick up the win here tonight and now prepare for the postseason, a one-game playoff next Thursday, a week from tonight, for a trip to the state AA tournament in Rapid City, starting 2 weeks from today. So still working on my stance here. I don't think Coach Ulmer has made her way up here yet. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes and return here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics that pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at the arena. Huron Tigers pick up a win to close out the regular season, winning in four sets over a Brandon Valley team that, boy, that's a team to watch here the next couple of years. They do have three seniors, but they have two sophomores, two freshmen that have quite the impact. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, though, Coach Cheyenne Ulmer joins us here. Coach, you know, this is one a little leery just for a couple reasons. One, you knew Brandon Valley was a very similar team to us. It's senior night. You got to get the girls in, you know, in the right mode of mind once the ball goes up. But overall, you know, when girls need to make the play, sets three and four, we just kind of took the lead there by the middle of the sets and then made Brandon Valley play catch up the rest of the way.
Yeah, we just got to keep our momentum and keep us calm. I think sometimes we get in a little tizzy and get too tight, but I think the girls overcame that set two slump. I don't know why it is set two, but it's set two all the time, and if they can just get back and do it set three and four, then we're going to be okay.
You know, when you look at the plan attack for a while, it seemed like, especially sets three and four, different girls carried us at different times. Allie Davis really got us going, I felt, in a set three. Hampton Hines, 10 kills when you consider she's a setter. That's quite the stat as well. But start off with Allie there in the third set. She wasn't hitting it hard, but she was just hitting it where Brandon Valley couldn't make a play on it.
Yeah, and we're not asking her to hit it hard. We just want her to get the shots that she can put it into, and it makes plays. We don't need to hit it hard if you can hit the spot right.
You know, she's a sophomore, but I know you'd said earlier in the season, one, she's smart, and two, she's competitive. She wants to win.
Yeah, I think all the girls want to win, but now she's another aspect of our team, and she holds it together when it's a big night, and it comes out to her favor.
And then Sam Magmoradeth, she had a pretty good third set as well. I had her for, I believe, five kills in that set, then had three in the last set, including the game winner there, if I remember right. It's all kind of blurred together now. But again, you know, Sam, you know, she's going to be counted on so much next year, but right now we're counting on her a lot this year. And I think, you know, she was getting blocked. Simsma was getting blocked. When the block started coming around, that's what kind of changed it.
Yeah, they didn't know what to expect with the block. They just had to get up earlier, and then they made that adjustment, and we started getting blocks. With Sam, if we can just keep the ball in system and get her hits, she's going to put it away when she can.
You know, and that, I'm assuming Sam's the one, too. You're not worried about getting down on herself anything because that's just not in her personality.
No, she's our energy bunny, so we try to keep her the positive as we can. You never see her mad at herself. You'll see her hit her head a little bit, but that's just telling her to get going. That's just how she is.
And then the fifth set, in particular, Deja Claggett and also Hampton Hines as well. You know, they just kind of willed it, especially Deja in the fifth set, but on the or the fourth set. But on the other hand, Hampton was finding her in that fourth set as well. Those two just started clicking, and I think it just came out. Those girls knew it was senior night, and they wanted it.
Once those two are on with each other, there's no stopping them, right? So if we can just keep them clicking and keep them going, I think that's going to be our biggest moment of the game, is just keeping them going.
And also, Hampton Hines honored during the second set. She went over 2,000 career assists. It actually happened Tuesday at O'Gorman, but you got to do all the tabulating and stuff and then get over for the, you know, and brought it over to tonight. And one other note here, too, Major Lean texts me during the game and says by now she most likely has moved into number four all time in assists for the Tigers as well. So that's a pretty accomplished career.
Right. When you put in the work, you put in an off season and actually want to get better, it gets you rewarded, and she's done that.
And really a double hit this year earlier in the season, 1,000 digs, now 2,000 assists. That means you're in the middle of everything when you're doing that.
Yeah, and she puts herself in a good position for both things. She can read it, and she knows who the hot hitter is, and that's just what she does.
So now as we look ahead, and it's just a jumbled mess, we know we're home. That much we know. We know we'll be back at the arena next Thursday. It's just a matter of what seed and who we play. We're thinking 7 or 8, and right now we're kind of thinking either a rematch with Brandon Valley or Pier coming in for a third time, most likely. But I don't know if we'll really know the answer for sure even at the end of the night tonight, because we still have matches tomorrow and Saturday. Was the two Rapid City schools in Lincoln and what, Roosevelt?
Yeah, Washington and Lincoln.
Washington
still have
and Lincoln, okay.
Two Rapid City teams. But we'll know on Saturday. They just need a break right now. They know they're home, and that's all that matters. And then we'll worry about the opponent later.
And the bottom line is, for the seniors, it's nice to get the win on senior night, and really extra special when you had a little something on the line and get the win.
Yeah, we try not to bring that up in the locker room, that something's on the line, because I think that the ones that aren't experienced right now with that stuff puts too much pressure on them. So Hampton and I knew what it meant, but we kept it to ourselves and just let the other ones play, right? We just have to get them to compete. But now they know we're home, and now they know this next match means something. So now we got to get them to just relax that next match.
Well, now back to August 15th to today. I don't know if you're thinking, I know you weren't thinking, we're going to be at home. We're going to be a 7 or 8 seed. Didn't really see that coming. And at the end of July, I do this with all the head coaches that I work with. I text, say, how's summer going? You were the most negative answer I got on that, but give the girls credit. They worked at it. They knew they were a bit of an underdog even coming in the season, but shows how much you can ride an experienced setter and then just let girls improve. I know you said a couple of the girls made massive improvements just over the summer, and I think that has showed up here now in November.
I would say each individual has made improvements. We go to team camps, and you don't get to see this because we don't get to practice all the time. So them putting in the work, them coming to practice and focusing and wanting to get better has made huge improvements to put themselves here.
So here we go, 14-13 winning record. Now we're 0-0 to next Thursday.
Yeah, we just got to put in the work, and hopefully it's a win.
Tyne Ulmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers win it tonight in 4. We'll run down the stats and wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.
On the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Well, one last time here from the Huron Arena. Tigers win it in four, the final. Tigers win on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, 25-18, 20-25, 25-19, 25-18. Huron now 14-13, and Brandon Valley now 14-13 on the season. Brandon Valley, 19 kills for Abby Gruber, and yes, she's just a sophomore. She's going to be a handful here for the next two seasons, and well, if we cross paths with Brandon Valley again, she's going to be a handful then, too. I have, five kills and one ace for Gianna Stroh, 13 kills for Jesse Milcher, one kill for Ashley Ertelt, 10 kills for Kennedy Boomsma, 2 kills, 1 ace for Raya Sheely, and 1 kill, 3 aces for Allie Gavareski. For the Huron Tigers, 14 kills, 2 aces for Deja Claggett. She had 6 kills in that deciding 4 set, also 2 aces. She is our first National Bank player of the game. 11 kills, Samantha Magmoradeth. 8 kills, 3 aces for Allie Davis. 10 kills, 1 ace for Hampton Hine. 7 kills for Kenzie Simmonsma as the Tigers pick up the win tonight. So next up, 1 week from tonight, who the opponent is remains to be seen. Huron Tigers will be at the arena next Thursday. Time, opponent, seed unknown at this time. May not be known till Saturday night, but it's kind of a jumbled mess where we are. But I think we're probably going to maybe inch up to that number 7 seed. But we'll wait and see as the numbers crunch. Even might have an idea by the end of the night tonight. Let's take a look at some of those other scores again on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Let's see if anything's updating for me here yet. Jefferson defeated Aberdeen in straight sets, 25-16, 9-13. No score from Brookings Harrisburg or Douglas Spearfish. Mitchell and O'Gorman, I think they're in the fifth set now, and Watertown defeated Yankton 3-1, 25-22, 24-26, 25-17, 25-16. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Hey, we'll be back next Thursday. You're on Tigers, unknown opponent for a trip to the state tournament. And the state tournament starts 2 weeks from today. This has been a presentation of Dakota Sports on Tiger 95, committed to excellence.